Sure. Well, for the Negro Leagues, most of the time, umpires were white. There's an attempt in the early 1920s. Foster actually puts it into the winter meetings and their discussions, and they decide to try to hire black umpires for one season, and it was either 23 or 24. I can't remember which one, but it was one of those early seasons. And it was not incredibly successful, simply because, you know, there weren't many opportunities for black gentlemen to get an opportunity to learn the ins and outs of umpiring. And so they didn't get to go and get training or any of those kind of things. And so it wasn't necessarily that they didn't know the basic rules, but the bigger intricacies, how that all worked, was something a little more difficult. And so what you tended to find was, interestingly, that a lot of the umpires were white in the Negro Leagues, which surprises a lot of people. Now, that doesn't mean for, you know, barnstorming games, non-league games, that you didn't have former players and others and professional umpires who did, or professional in the sense that they simply got paid, not necessarily that there was any formal schooling for it. We do see certainly those, and probably the most well-known was a gentleman by the name of Bert Goldstone, whose name appears in lots and lots and lots of articles as a black umpire. And then, of course, Iron Motley wrote a book about his dad, Bob, who was a professional umpire for many, many years. And if you haven't, if anybody wants to check out that book by Byron Motley, King of the Monarchs, it's about his dad who umpired. And so, but umpiring was a tough business for anybody, white or black, simply because well into the 40s, I would say, umpires didn't necessarily have the kind of respect they have today. There wasn't that sense that you didn't attack umpires. You know, today, even though, and I think of Billy Martin and Earl Weaver and some of the others who argued with umpires, the biggest thing they would tend to do was maybe kick a little dirt on them and occasionally bump them. But we have accounts, certainly in the Negro Leagues, that I've read about where, you know, they punch an umpire. Oscar Charleston got himself in trouble and arrested for that. Judd Wilson used to do it all. I mean, he argued with just about every call that ever came. There's accounts where umpires had to be escorted out of town after a game by the police because the hometown fans didn't like decisions that were made by umpires and things like that. And I'm sure that's true. I just am not as well read on white baseball, but I would imagine the same sorts of things were probably true. It's complicated when you have, you know, if you're playing two black teams in a community that's primarily black and you've got a white umpire, you can all picture what that might be like. But also the reverse, when you've got a black umpire and it might be a black team playing a white team. And so the umpires had a tough job.